We'd love to say this morning that it's a joy to be in the Lord's house and appreciate this opportunity that we have. Now I need your prayers that you pray for us for just a few minutes. I don't know what we'll be able to say or do, and nothing unless the Lord comes. But I appreciate the service this morning. Let me say this before I get started. If I don't, I may forget it. The reason Brenda didn't come with us today, we're having Dillard and Joyce's 60th wedding anniversary celebration today at the church after the service this morning. She stayed there to fix some stuff. They was going to have finger food and stuff. That's where she's at. And want you to pray I'm going to just say this. I was praying yesterday. Had this place on my mind to just tell you the truth, for a few weeks. But the Lord never did give me the okay to come. And things come up that happened in the church and around that I wasn't able to be here. And then Dillard's wedding anniversary is coming up today. But I was sitting in the woods yesterday, and the Lord had given me a thought. And I was trying to pray, and I said, Lord, if it's your will, I go. I'll go if you want me to go. If it's your will, give me a phone call from one of my brethren. May not mean much to you, but it does to me.
Amen.
And Randy called us last night and asked us, could we come? I said, Lord's will, I'll come.
Yeah.
Don't think for one minute the Lord can't hear your prayer.
Amen.
And I believe Randy felt like calling me, or he wouldn't have called me. And I appreciate the song this morning. Robert led that song, and he just don't know what was on my heart. Robbie got up, and he didn't know why he was saying what he said, but I did. I want you to pray. Very, very familiar scripture. But the Lord give us a little thought out of it. 27th chapter of the book of Acts. I'm going to read just a few verses here, and I may read another verse too. I don't know where I read it now, wait later, try to, whatever. But I need your prayers. Scared to death, but because man can't do this within himself. First verse, we're just going to start in the middle of the chapter and read just 4 or 5 verses. You know the story. You've read it, heard it preached on many a time, I'm sure. 21st verse of the 27th chapter, book of Acts. But after a long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sir, you should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and have gained this harm and lost. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, for thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee. Therefore, sir, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. I want you to pray. And I don't know. I've read that chapter many a times, and I've studied. I've preached from it. I don't know how many times. I don't keep up with it. But nevertheless, that's what we got on our heart. The Lord give us this morning, and I covet your prayers if you pray for us. But just a few minutes that I can get Earl out of the way, and if I can. The Lord can give you something this morning. I believe with all my heart it'll help you. Do you just pray this morning? Now, Paul was on a journey of his life. If you'll study and read this, you'll find out that this was part of his journey of his life. And me and you on a journey in this walk of life. And what we facing, I don't know this morning. But I do know one thing. That the Lord will never leave us or never forsake us this morning. Just as sure as we're here. He said in the 23rd verse is one that stuck with us. For there stood by me this night an angel of God. Amen. An angel of God whose I am and whom I serve this morning. I'm going to ask you a question maybe this morning. Have you ever talked to an angel this morning? I just asked you that. I'll help. Praise God. And I believe you have too. If you know the Lord, you talk to an angel this morning. Just as sure as we are here, no matter what we go through in the face in this journey of life. And when we get to the point, we give up, can't go no further, we can cry to the Lord, and the angel of God will talk to us. Yes, He will. This morning, just as sure as we're here, amen. I was having a rough journey. Yes, they was. Me and you don't either. We ain't got no way in the world to know what's going to happen or what we're facing in this life. No, sir. Paul didn't either. He is a man of God. Amen. On the journey, but he had to be put on. You ever wonder why in the world I'm having to do this? You ever wonder why I'm going this way? It wasn't in my plans. I doubt Paul had ever thought he'd be put on a ship sailing off to some far country where he'd never be alone, yes. But God had a reason for Paul to be on that ship. Yes, sir. Not only for the men that was on that ship, but there was another reason Paul had to get on that boat. Amen. He wanted Paul to be a witness before the king. Amen. Yeah, we don't understand why things come against us like they do. Put Paul on that ship as a prisoner. Headed out. Got over in one place. Was the fair haven. They just stayed a while. Wasn't worried about going on. Then they started out on their journey, and Paul said, "Boys, you shouldn't leave here, because it's going to get rough on you. You waited too late. Amen. Price is already passed, and here you're heading out. And if you have it, it was fixed to be the storm you ever come in." Thought they had it made till the Lord sent a wind. Amen. That blew. The storm come. Amen. How many storms have you been through? Church, we've been through a lot of them. Were you having or not? Or were you realizing or not? We're in a storm just about every day of our life. Thank God. But still, we have. Sun didn't shine neither the stars. How long you been in the dark?
Yes,
Lord.
You know, the Lord feed me and you on our journey every day if we want to or need to be fed. But a lot of us get fed, and I reckon we get thinking, "Well, I'm fat enough. I'm going to sit down and rest a little while." Let me tell you something. You sit down on the Lord, and He'll put you on a diet.
Yeah.
Yes, He will. He'll put you on a diet. It'll be a strict diet, too. You know what will happen? You won't get a thing to eat. You'll starve to death. And think you're going to starve, slap to death. Because the Lord ain't fed you. You're going to get in trouble. His writer said you ain't going to know which way to go and what to do. When you get in that shape and get low enough, praise God, you get on your knees and go to pray to the Lord to feed you and get you out of there. Because you know you got to have something to be able to make the journey. Yes, you do. We all know that. If we've been saved by God's grace, we got to have. See, they had done that all they could do to save themselves. Yeah. They done lightened the ship. Throwed out everything that they thought they could get rid of.
Yeah. Are we any different? Not a bit. Lord cuts you off.
Bless him, Lord.
Can't feel his presence. Lights went out, so to speak. In darkness. You'll go to thinking of everything that I've done. And where I failed him. And you'll finally come to the point, I'm, Lord, I'm just guilty. Yeah, that's where you get to. Amen. Listen, your boys hadn't eaten. 14 days they hadn't eaten. Don't tell me they hadn't got weak. And playing on the way. That's just about can't do it. They unloaded everything on that ship they could get off. And still hadn't got out of the storm. Amen. Hadn't eaten 14 days, starving to death. You know the woods. Amen. I tell you, naturally speaking, I ate three times a day. I do.
Yeah.
All them boys I hunt fish with, all my nephews and all them around the house, they know when 12 o'clock comes, because Earl says, boys, it's lunchtime. And I'm not bragging, but I won't miss it sometimes 2 minutes either way. And I ain't even looked at the watch. And they know that this old Lord got something to eat too. I don't go in the woods without something to eat. I don't go fishing without something in my boat to eat. Well, that way I get hungry. It's lunchtime. I get hungry and I'm going to eat. You know why? I can fix it and carry with me. Stay paid up. Stay prayed up. And prayed up. And meditate on the Lord. When you come build up, thank God he'll feed you, man. Just so. Paul's in the same bunch as everything he hadn't been here.
Right.
I guess he wondered how in the world we're going to make it. We're starving today. It's total darkness. We ain't got no light. You know what happened? Like he said, well, go. And stay for a while, a good while. You know what he's doing? He is over in the closet, praying to the God of heaven to hear him. Amen. That's exactly what he's doing. Amen. And let me say that he got his prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Still a storm. Still hungry, but he come out of there with words of cheer. And it lifted him up because he is an angel called upon. Angel of God talked to Paul. Amen. I don't care what kind of hole you're in, how far down you're He said, boys, angel talked to me and said, there ain't going to be none of you lost. I'm going to give you every one of them that sailed with you, Paul. Not a life we've got, we lost. Paul went out there and encouraged them boys. I don't know what kind of man it was. I don't reckon he didn't say it. It might have been as mean as the booger man, I don't know. They might have been good Christian boys, I don't know that either. Y'all might, I don't know. But I'll say one thing, it had effect on them. Whether it's lost or saved, it had effect on them. When Paul said, boys, be of good cheer. Take some bread and be of need.
Yeah.
Well, an angel talked to Paul that night. And he come out and told me, boy, said, take the heat.
Yeah.
And you know what they done? They eat.
Yeah.
Amen. Because he said, this is for your health.
Yeah.
Me and you need to meet the Lord in this walk of life to survive.
Yeah.
Amen. It's for health.
Yeah.
It's what's going to get us out.
Yeah.
It's what's going to keep us strong enough to go on. We may slow down. We may get to a crawl. And sometimes we just stop. Sorry to say that, it's the truth. But listen, God will feed you.
They throw him in there. God sent an angel down to shut their mouth, didn't he?
Yeah.
How many is fighting against you? How many evil spirits is fighting against you? And then this mind telling you this and telling you that.
Yeah.
It does continuously.
Yeah.
It does continuously.
Yeah.
This and up here on the job 24 hours a day, unless you're asleep. Amen. Telling you this stuff. Telling you you ain't been saved. You sure ain't been called free. And you sure ain't going to hell or nothing. Let me tell you something. Make them alive. You can.
Amen.
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 Listen to that angel. The Lord's talking with you. I say about you. He says, "Your mind, I purchased you with my own blood." Amen. And there ain't enough devils in hell to get you out of my hands. You're sealed in the
marriage.
Matter of fact, I done been raised from the dead. Send an angel down there and shut your mouth.
Yep.
And I can't believe, y'all may not believe this, but I do. I can't help but believe that old Daniel got one of the best night's sleep you ever got. I've said this and I'll say it again. I'm just speculating. Yes. I don't know how cold it was in that dungeon. I'm sure it was pretty cold, damp, dark. And I don't know that Daniel didn't snuggle up to one of them lions to stay warm. I tell you right now, you get this in his place. And this right here would snuggle right up. You walk together.
Yeah.
Let's two agree they can't, can
they? Yeah.
So I don't know if he didn't stay warm but one of them lines, two of them. God might have got between two of them. But all I know, the old king thought something. I believe he said that your God ain't going to deliver you, old Daniel. Something like that. He know there's something about Daniel that was different than the other ones. Amen. And the men that throw Daniel in, they carried him down there and throw him in there. And the lions broke out among them, and the bones will be hit the ground.
Amen.
Word to the word.
Yes, sir.
Whose I am and whom I serve. Who are you? The Lord on you? Has the Lord purchased you? If he has, you're his. It's left up to me and you to serve him.
Yeah.
Let me read you another verse. Well, I'm thinking about it. I can't quote it all. I can't quote. I ain't like Robbie and Randy. They can remember all this stuff. And behold, the angel of the Lord came unto him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up. Peter was in prison. Bad place for a Christian to be, wasn't he?
Looked like. But he had a purpose in being down there.
Yeah.
He didn't understand why he was down there. Old Paul and Silas didn't think. I guess they thought when they went over to Damascus, they were going to have a revival. Because the way the Lord had led them that way. They was looking forward to it. Have you ever went to a revival just looking forward? No, we're going to have a revival.
Yeah.
And you know where it turned out right opposite? Just about it. He wound up in prison with Paul and Silas. I guess they wanted, well, I thought I'd come in here for a revival. Here I am in prison. But did they give up? No, they didn't. They know who they was trusting. They know who was leading them on their journey. And they was just trying to follow him. They didn't know why they was down there. I don't guess. But the Lord did. That's what matters, Randy. The Lord knows why he's got you where he's got you. And he knows how. He smote old Peter on the side and said, "Get up, I'm there." Old Peter got up. Paul and Silas, Bible said they prayed and sung a song. Don't sound like they was too low. They could pray and sing a song.
Let me read one more verse and I guess I'll be through. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. For he shall give his angels a charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Give an angel charge over you to keep us in all our ways. What are we worried about? Why are we so down and out? Why are we so discouraged? Yeah, I get there. Been there. I guess I'll get there again. I'll probably have to fight all the way home to get this old man out of the way. Practice is crazy. That don't matter. Me and the Lord can handle it.
Yeah.
He saved us. He gave us eternal life. We're the sons of God. And we certainly ought to be thankful and praise for all that he's done for us. If you don't know him today, you don't know. You ain't never talked to an angel. Amen. I'm glad we can talk to him. What? Yeah, that's what it says. I believe there's a verse in here. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? I'm glad I got an angel I can talk to. I'm his, and I try my weakest, pitifulest way, I guess, to serve him. But I know
When it's blessed and comes, and he blesses this in here. That's what Robbie said, wasn't it? May go in with trouble, may come out with trouble. There's peace that surpasses all understanding. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, I can still have peace when I talk to him. I always stand and sing verses on. I can go on and on, but I don't feel like being.
While they're getting the verse for song, I'm gonna read this. I'm gonna read this verse, and I'll be honest with you. I could have got on it this morning. I could preach probably, if the Lord let me, I could preach an hour on it. And I want you to listen to it. If you don't know what it's in the 11th chapter, book of Romans, the last verse of the 11th chapter. Listen. For of him, and through him. And to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. For of him, it was of him that the plan of salvation come. It was through him, his son Jesus Christ, that he brought it. And to him we are to give thanks and praise forevermore. While we sing the worship song. Come on, brother.